JFM's Fergal Darcy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have Dave and Connor from Wild Youth on the line on the launch day of Champagne Butterflies. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Fergal,
how are you?
It is good to chat to you. Do you know what the fun thing about this title is? I like to play this game where I can use all the titles from a band's songs to make a sentence. So it's like, you know, I'm used to being next to you and you make me dance and we're close and I tend to lose control and it's all or nothing. And now I'm talking to you through the phone and it's long time no see and I can't move on. Where do I fit in Champagne Butterflies? Where does this come into this?
And I feel like I've got Champagne Butterflies all over again.
Oh, I love it. Talk to me about this song. I'm loving it. Funky grooves, slick synth sound, and this euphoric kind of 80s vibe to it. But tell me about the sound behind this, because you guys are doing some serious work in the studio at the moment.
Yeah, I think for us as a band, we always like to try and keep things fresh and we always like to try and evolve. I think it's very important for us with our music that we evolve too. And whether it comes to a show or a lighting scheme for a show or color schemes for artwork and campaigns, it's like we always try and keep things fresh. So I think we wanted to try and expand on our sound from what we did on EP number one. Dive in a little bit more and maybe, as you said, take some more kind of 80s influence, some stuff that we love. And yeah, just kind of have a bit of fun with it and still kind of keep it in the Wild Youth world.
I love when I saw the artwork for this, Champagne Butterflies. I just looked at it and I went, oh yeah, there's Ed and there's Dave and Connor and there's Callum sitting up the back like a bald child wearing the grey, you know.
He does look like a bald child, doesn't he, where he's sitting and
all. Your influences are so different though. You know, Callum is into Muse and Dave, you're kind of Frank Sinatra, Jeff Buckley. Connor, I could put you anywhere from Tame Impala to Prince, Idols, any of those. And when you marry it all together, I can hear it in your sound. So it's clearly working.
Yeah, great.
I'd say you're going to be thrilled to get out and finally perform these songs to a live audience. Because you guys, if you look at it over the past few years, you've done the Royal Albert Hall, you've done main stage at EP, you've had your own sellout Olympia shows. I mean, the next stage, I suppose, when we get out of this godforsaken COVID nonsense, is to take these songs to a crowd. And I'm looking forward to seeing you perform again.
We're so looking forward to ourselves. I think 2020 has made us realize the things we love the most and the things we miss the most. And gigging is definitely one of them. So when we come back, we're really going to come back hard and hit it hard on that stage. You know what I mean? We're just looking forward to so much being able to play for our fans and let them hear the new songs we've written and hear Champagne Butterflies and all this sort of stuff. So the sooner it happens, the better.
Talk to me about your fans, because there is a remarkable relationship between you guys and your fans. And I've always noticed this at your shows. You tend to stick on for your fans and they tend to stick on for you. A lot of acts, you know, leave the stage and go, but you don't do that. There is a remarkable, you know, they'll send you tweets and uplift you and you'll do the same for them.
I think we're so lucky with our fans. And as you said, it's like, it's very much a mutual relationship. It's like, you know, there's times where we've questioned ourselves or, you know, and they've always picked us up. And anytime like we put a song out, they always get behind it. And, you know, I hope that we return that. We kind of consider it like a family that's kind of constantly growing and evolving. They allow us to do what we do and live our dream. So without them, we would be absolutely nothing. So yeah, we owe everything to them and to people like you for getting behind us and supporting us. And yeah, so we're always grateful for that. And we try and never forget, no matter how big the show is or how small the show is, we always make time for anyone that's made the effort to buy a ticket, come to a show and dance and get involved and sing songs back, because that's what makes us feel as people.
You guys have been, particularly yourself, Dave and Connor, you've been doing this for years. Like, you used to meet up as kids, write songs in Connor's shed. You know what I mean? Not that they particularly went anywhere, but you know, from that has evolved Wild Youth along with Ed and Callum. And I think what it is you kind of took the notion of, you know, we were kind of outsiders when we were younger. We were into art and music, and we've kind of brought the fans as kind of outsiders to make them insiders into your gig premise, yeah. Which I think is important because it shows that everyone is accepted. And I feel like that when I'm at a Wild Youth gig, I feel like there's a sense of acceptance for anyone, no matter who you are.
I think as people as well, like, everyone is accepted. And as people in this band, we're very open people. We always say each to their own, and whatever makes you feel happy and whatever you want to do, you should really do it 100% and not worry about what everyone else thinks. And if anything, I think people that have that mentality should be supported, you know, should be given props for having the, well, I'm trying to find a useful better word without cursing here. They should be given props for having the go-get, you know, and getting up and going for something and giving it their all and putting themselves in the line and not being ashamed of how they come or how they look or come across, you know?
There's a huge sense of honesty in your music. I even found out with Next to You, that was the previous single. There's an immediate connection that you, when you listen to that song, it's like everyone has been in this situation where you have a connection to somebody and you just want to spend every minute by their side. And I felt that with that song. There is a vibe of that. So listen, come here, guys, we're looking into a new year. I'm expecting the album now. I'm expecting 2021 an album, but I'm not expecting, I know the way you guys work, and I'm expecting a whole plethora of brand new music from you guys as you're in this new funky era now.
Yeah, there's also some songs that, like, you know, yeah, obviously we have a kind of distinct sound, I think, and that is what people are used to, and that's the kind of fun, kind of sad songs that can make you dance vibe. But there's also going to be definitely some songs, I think, that will shock people, where we've brought a lot of live elements in and maybe kind of even some kind of slightly rockier songs. And I think it'll be interesting. There's good dynamic and diversity, I think, on what will be an EP, hopefully, yeah, potentially an album.
This year has been a huge year for you guys. You know, you've done the live streams. You did huge support for charity, early days, ISPCC. Like I think that there is a vibe about you guys that people really, really like, and they're just looking forward to seeing you in a room again going nuts.
We can't wait to be able to do that for people as well.
Now, you have been very supportive of Irish music as well over the past few years. I always eternally meet you guys at gigs for different artists, and we end up having the chats and the lols and the bants and all that jazz. But is there any particular Irish artist you're watching at the moment on the way up?
There's so much talent in Ireland. It's crazy. You know, there's Ryan Mack. Obviously, they don't need our shout out because they're absolutely flying. Inhaler, JC Stewart, you've Liz Corrigan. And then there's, like, you know, even, I love trying to find new people, even like on Instagram or like whatever it is, TikTok doing covers. This girl called Jessica Doolin is amazing. There's so much talent out there. It's crazy. I don't think Ireland is ever going to be short of producing incredible musical talent.
Yeah, and through different vibes. And I mean, one of the names you mentioned there was Ryan Mack. And I had been following Ryan Mack. And when he was supporting you guys in the Olympia, I remember thinking, what a brilliant marriage. And that's just you guys paying it forward, because you did the same thing with Westlife and Croker, or with Codaline when you were all over Europe and Paris and places like that. So it's nice to see Irish bands supporting each other like that.
Yeah, and they should. Yeah. Okay. I think they should.
Yeah.
So important. Well, listen, Champagne Butterflies is out today. I'm going to play it right now on the show. Gentlemen, as always, a pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you the best of luck for 2021.
Thank you so much, Fergal. So great to talk to you, and thank you for your continued support as always. You've been there from day one.
We love you.
Fergal Darcy. Weekdays from 2 on Today FM.